describe it.
Big.
Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAL.
Nom, nom, nom. Bite, bite.
Are you okay?
I'm biting what I chew.
That's the hip-hop version we've come to know and love.
Hey, we have a user helping user suggestion here. Jim was listening in and heard our earlier caller had the problem with the Adobe Photoshop program.
How dare you?
What?
His name is James. You don't just shorten to Jim.
You look at the bottom.
Jim. Okay.
Hey. All right. Jim wrote in that that Adobe actually came out with a fix for this issue. Apparently, it's some known problem with this particular version of Photoshop. So he suggests that you update from, actually, I think he got it backwards, 6.0.5 to 6.0.1. So I think maybe he went the other
apparently,
way.
Apparently, go to Adobe's website and check for product updates for the Photoshop product.
Ooh, and my favorite emails in the world before we go to the Steve here. There's somebody here that does not like the fact that we're PC zealots.
We're PC zealots.
And we need to put down people that use a Mac.
Where are they? I see. Here we are. Yeah. You want me to read it?
No, that's right. Jonathan, please. This is why we call Mac users Mac militants. You have no sense of humor. You have a chip on your shoulder because, you know, you're in the minority. We have said time and time again that Macintosh computers are fabulous. They're cool.
We don't put down Mac users. We just say that they're idiots. No.
No, we would never say that.
I think Macs look cool.
Since Macintosh is the number one most user-friendly computer in the world.
Yes. So, if it works for you, Jonathan, we're so happy for you. We really are. And you are correct. It says, one reason would be that if everyone was using Apple Macintosh, Data Doctors would be out of business.
Actually, that's wrong.
Really?
We'd just be
doing Mac
Doctors.
Yeah, something like that. Jonathan, shall we give him the get a clue?
Get a clue.
Yeah, come on now. It's just in fun.
Or
someone didn't get a nap today.
Okay. Much more appropriate.
So, and Jonathan, if this is the first time you've chimed in to tell us, you know, how much of a zealot we are, or whatever. If you're going to try to you know, get mad at us because we're having fun with you, what you're doing is just inviting us to have more fun. So
But thank you for the comments.
We appreciate that. Steve has a Dell computer and wants to know how he can get a Mac. No. What do you want to know, Steve?
Everything.
Oh, we can solve that real quick.
Yes, if you take Jonathan's advice and get a Mac, you'll have the number one most user-friendly computer in the world, and clearly you'll need no lessons because you'll be able to do everything yourself.
Okay, I'll send this one back to
you. All righty. Thanks for calling, Steve.
Still in boxes.
Thanks for calling the Mac Corner. Next caller. So, Steve, how long have you had your computer?
Well, I've been staring at the boxes for 3 days.
So is this your first computer ever?
Very first ever.
And did you get one of those worthless computers that has Windows on it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Why would you do that?
Yeah,
I mean,
let's give him a 48 here.
It's
Bonehead of the day.
You should have bought a Mac, Steve.
Okay.
It's only the most widely used operating system on the planet.
Yeah.
I don't know why you'd buy that.
It makes you more employable and all that stuff, but that's not a reason to have one.
It's still in the boxes. I can send it back.
No. There's no reason to send it back. The reason you bought the computer, let's go with that first.
I don't know.
Okay.
Partially for my grandchildren.
Seemed like a good thing at the time.
Right. No, you're supporting the economy. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to get into the photographic part of it.
Ah, digital cameras.
And then the grandkids, you know, want it for school research and so
email
on.
And all that. Hey, well, we've made you suffer this far. Would you mind holding while we go to break, and then we'll come back and give you very, very specific instructions?
No problem.
All right, Steve, hang tight.
It'll be like Computers 101. Basic pointers for Steve and whoever else.
Anyone else? And what to and what not to worry about when it comes to. I get a lot of people that think they need to understand Windows in order to be able to use their computer, and that's really not the truth.
No,
not
you
the
just case. Need to point and click.
So, Steve, we'll get you some great information on that when we come back. You're listening to the now Mac-friendly Computer Corner. It's Ken Culver, Brandon Disney, and the soon-to-be-out-of-business Data Doctors, since Macs are going to take over the world.
Right.
We'll be back right after the news.